we all have to focus our fire differently. And one of the things that one of the mistakes that folks on the right, I think, have been doing for a long time is trying all the time to speak to the reasonable left. And I figure, you know what, there are enough people out there doing that already. There are people who will do that until the cows come home. Yep. That's not my job.
So what's wrong with the reasonable left?
Well, because I don't say necessarily that that there's something wrong with them, like as people.
No, no, I'm not saying like on a moral
or anything like that. You know, but what's wrong with outreach to them?
Yeah.
Oh, frankly, nothing. There's nothing. But I don't think that every part of the conservative, influence ecosystem should be desperately trying to convince Bill Maher to say like the slightest thing against liberal orthodoxy.
Yeah, yeah.
And will then, they'll be quelling and say, oh my God, I'm so proud that Bill Maher, because what this is, it shows how beat down conservatives are, that they're like, oh, our people are, whatever, savage beasts. Hmm. You people are the important people.
That's a great point.
If I can convince, Bill Maher or folks who identify as liberals or like, oh, I'm a reasonable liberal. That was the key. Look, I've worked in conservative nonprofit world for, almost 20 years. There is nothing. If you come up with the most harebrained scheme and you say, well, it targets, reasonable liberals and funded really? $10 million, $20 million, here's the check. Because even conservative donors do not value their own people.
That's
they're always looking over and they're always saying, how can we get, how can we convince, the gays? How can we convince, the women? How can we convince, all the groups that the left slices up the constituency into? Yeah. They're like, okay, we need to convince them.
But that's exactly, oh my God, you're hitting on exactly the right point. This is exactly why the conservatives are failing everywhere all the time, slowly by degrees. I saw this with the disinformation board. The next day, there were conservatives saying, well, I'd put so-and-so in charge of the disinformation board. So why do you think that even every time the leftists create an institution, the conservatives accept the validity of the institution because it was created by the leftists. Yeah. And like, okay, well, I hope we can vote ourselves into it. It's like, no, you don't want a ministry of disinformation.
You want to nuke it from orbit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Your pledge should be no, abolish on day one if I get in office.
Correct.
And it's all about, as you say, looking for validation from progressive elites. Which is fascinating because it implies that the progressive elites are the truly morally correct people.
Correct.
And
absolutely right.
You want these people to say, yes, you are also as morally correct as I am.
Right.
And that is, you can see exactly how the Overton window is continually shifting leftwards.
That's right. So Barry Weiss.
Simply on that attitude.
Barry Weiss is like the best example of this.
Yeah.
You know, her entire recent career has been, she's like, she's saying some of the things that folks on the right are saying.
Anti-woke things.
Anti-woke things. Yeah. I don't always disagree with her.
I don't always agree with her.
Right. But she is not, she would be horrified to think of herself as on the right.
Yeah.
And you know what? I agree with her.
But she would be horrified to get the approval of the right.
Yes.
That's the problem.
Yes.
She sees right-wing morality as being somehow fundamental, like an immorality.
Correct.
Something deformed about it.
And absurdly enough, our donors and many of our people agree with her.
That's madness, isn't it?
It's madness. How many conservative donors are funding Barry Weiss's new educational project?
Yeah, who knows?
Where's that money going? Is that going to...
It's going to go in leftist causes.
Exactly.
As it always does.
Right. It always does. And I don't think people even understand it at this level, right? Like they don't think of themselves as... do I as a conservative see conservatives as illegitimate? Look, another great example, National Review, right?
Oh my God.
How many people have been run out of National Review for being too leftist?
But the National Review is basically leftist in and of itself. I hate their takes. I always find their takes to be...
Well, they've gotten worse over time.
Yes, they have, yeah. But in recent years then, I should say, every time, like if I want to look for... a strong conservative movement position play to be hamstrung, I'll just look up the National Review. Oh, don't do that. That'll be a victory for the conservatives.
Yeah,
it's thanks, National Review.
Well, getting back to the other thing, they're classical liberals at the end of the day. They are liberal. They're right liberals.
I mean, I am a classical liberal, you know, but I view myself very much as looking what's healthy for the civilization, right? Now, obviously, from a sort of the perspective of a legal doctrine, mm-hmm. we want classical liberalism.
Sure. Right?
Of course, you want limited government, you want constitutionally protected rights, you know, free speech, all of this. That's fine. But that's actually a very thin slice of a person's life, you know. And then it's like, okay, well, outside of that, do you subscribe to the radical progressive view that everyone should be an autonomous individual who is disconnected from their own civilization and has no friends or family and is a bug man in a Californian
apartment? The last man.
Exactly. Yes. The last man. And it's like, no. You know, I'm a family man. I'm married and I have kids and I want my kids to have kids and I want grandkids mm-hmm. and, you know. And so I guess you would describe me as a social conservative. But, like, I'm not saying that, you know, there shouldn't be gay people, trans people, anything like this. I just think that if the civilization is going to be run, it has to be run in the interests of its own propagation.
Sure, right? At minimum.
Yeah. At minimum. I mean, otherwise it's not going to last.
Right.
You know, and so, like, the families are the pillars of the earth. You know, they're the things that keep the civilization upheld. And so they have to be the primary motivation and goal of what a civilization does, you know.
Right. And you've got the kind of value-neutral idea of this stuff that is, I mean, it's true now. I didn't see it as I was growing up in the conservative movement. It didn't occur to me until this moment. And I see, I mean, this is the Trump. This is, let's say, the consequences of Trump. Not that he had anything to do with it, but he was there to break apart these things so that the other fissures in the movement could be seen.
Mm.
And I didn't realize that it's a group of people, you know, let's say mainstream conservatism in America historically has been, you know, the value neutrality over outcomes. And it's like, that really is cool. That's cool and great when we have all agreement on the basic things and we're just tinkering on the margins.
When there isn't a Gramsciite leftist movement that's trying to destroy the nuclear family.
Yes.
That's a brilliant thing.
Right. It's fine. Right. We're so fighting over little things and that's fine. But that's the thing. That's the problem I have with classical liberalism. It's great. I love it. Yeah. But then you can't be the one guy who clings to it and makes it into a suicide pact.
But I mean, any of the founding fathers would have said exactly the same thing. Which one was it? It was Jefferson or Franklin who was just like, look, this is a doctrine that is for a moral Christian nation. You know,
Adams.
Adams was it, right? Yeah. I mean, they explicitly say, look, this is not for everyone. Mm-hmm. This is for a specific kind of person who has a specific kind of moral values. And I agree with them. You know, you don't want the government controlling them, but that's the you know, implies self-control.
Yeah.
And the left has gone, no, we can have everything without any self-control. You know, this was it's nice watching conservatives finally waking up to the question of abortion, right? Because the safe, legal, and rare formulation that was very persuasive as a compromise was completely abolished by the left when they say rare, safe and legal, of course, you know, and who doesn't want that? But, you know, questions of rarity are questions now of virtue.
Yes.
And if you don't believe that women need to demonstrate virtue, well, it's a woman's right to choose. Well, they can just do it as birth control then, can't they?
Abortion is a perfect illustration of how ideology matters, what people believe matters. You know, nobody has run the left has pushed themselves into the position where they're abortion on demand to, you know, the day after the birth because of their principles, because they accept that it has nothing to do. It's all about women's autonomy. It's
the worst thing in the world.
Right. So once it's all about women's autonomy, then, like, you've got to, you know, you should be able to kill the kid, you know, 6 months later.
Yeah, I know.
There are no limits whatsoever if that's their guiding principle.
I can't even imagine the kind of person who could bring themselves to murder a baby that has just been delivered.
Sure.
And yet that's what they're pressing for. Yes. And I've tried to explain this to people. It's like, look, it's not my opinion that they, you know, it is what they are trying to do. It's what they're, you know, up until the point of birth, abortions, it's just the most disgusting thing. And so I can completely sympathize with the question of the national divorce. So, look, this is irreconcilable.
We can't do this
anymore. You can't have that, you know, when it's a very underdeveloped, you know, clump of cells, that's a different question. You know, when it's a living, breathing baby, that's something different. And there is a moral implication there that you might actually be living alongside absolute monsters.
Sure.
And that's a concern, you know, and you are right. The pressure of Trump has cracked and all the invisible fissures have suddenly cracked open. It's like, okay, that's, useful. You know? It's very useful.
That's a very good point. The realization that of you know, one segment of the population that they are living among monsters. Now, both sides feel this way.
Yeah.
Justifiably, justifiably. Yeah, yeah. Like, they're serious, you know, they're serious as cancer.
To watch the full video, please become a premium member at lotuseaters.com.